a wonderful good morning to the morning service. Welcome to the CBG. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are here. Thank you that you prepared a wonderful morning service. Thank you for your word and thank you for all what we are going to learn. In your name, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. So today we have a really exciting story. It is the story of the epileptic son of a father who brought him to his disciples, to the disciples of Jesus. When Jesus came from the Mount of Transfiguration, when he came down, he saw a big confusion, many, many people discussing, quarreling, and he asked what happened. And the disciples who were in this moment there, they were not able to heal this little boy who was epileptic boy. And the father said, if you can something, please help us. And of course Jesus could help, and of course Jesus healed this boy. But then came a very exciting moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private. This is in Matthew 17, verses 19 to 21, what I'm going about to tell. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private. They asked, why couldn't we drive out the demon? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. I found many, many Bible translations with the little faith, translating little faith, your faith is much too small, or lack of faith, but not unbelief. The only one Bible I found was the King James Bible and, of course, the New King James Bible. And so let's have a look in the Greek original. This is not set at this place of unbelief. There is not written unbelief in Greek, but it is not also little or like this. This would be mikri pisti, but there is another word there. And mikri we would know from microcosmos and macrocosmos, the opposite. And here it is the word oligopistian. And this oligo is something different. This couldn't fit this little or small faith, because Jesus says in verse 20, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So if this word really would mean little faith or small faith, this wouldn't fit to the next verse. So oligo is the right word, and oligo faith, I call it now. This oligo means it is a few. So, and a wonderful meaning is to dominate, to rule, and this is another content. So rule by a few, this would be mean this oligo faith, or we know it by oligopoly or oligarchy. This means dominating a state or dominating a market. And this element, this is very interesting here at this passage in the Bible, Matthew 17, verses 19 to 21. This means to dominate. What, I say it now very clear, what little is it in the disciples that dominates the disciples so strongly that that their faith of real faith is nullified and not longer there? What is this? Because if you remember in Matthew 10, verses 8, Jesus sent his disciples and had them the authority, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the devils, freely you have received and freely give. So the disciple had the authority to throw out this demon out of this epileptic boy. But why didn't they get it? And this little, I really was asking God, please help me to find out what little it is that all nullified this faith they had, and all the authority of Jesus they had. This all gone. And why didn't they couldn't get through? And this little is written in Hebrew in the chapter 13. There says God in an other context that he is a God who has a kingdom which is not shakable. So this little the disciple had that they couldn't get through to the healing of the boy, this is a shaking. And this shaking overwhelms all what they have. And we have this, that this is right, we see in another story in the Bible when Jesus walked over the sea, over the water. They thought he is a spirit, a ghost, something where they had, where there was afraid of. So this shaken faith they experience here is the unbelief. And the only Bible in English I found that really writes here or translates here unbelief is the King James Bible I already mentioned. And others took this first impression of few, little, small for the translation of this oligo faith. And the goal is an unshakable faith of God. And how do we get this? We can focus on Jesus, keep your focus on him every day. And when you were shaken, go to the Bible, look into the Word and build up yourself again. And what does Jesus recommend at this in this story here? He says, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So the demon would have gone out when you will fast and then pray. I will give you a small testimony of myself. I had something, I don't know how this happened, but suddenly my foot was very ill and I commanded the pain to go out, and this was wonderful, but one part left. And then I said, what is this? And then I questioned myself and asked myself, for what do I have faith on this area of my foot? And then I said, only for the back, not for the front, but for the back. It's a little bit amazing, but I prayed for the back, and at once the pain was gone. And then I wanted to pray for the front, but I really felt I do not have faith that there will be something different when I pray. So I really did the fasting, and then it really gone away. Wow, hallelujah. So do focus on Jesus. Take everyone a big, big portion of his word. Come to the Frühgebet, to the morning service, and take a bath all Sunday in the possibility to have four services, two in the morning, one at 8 o'clock and one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So this will help you to cast out your unbelief. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for all what we can learn in your word, what we can learn by revelation, and what we can learn by sharing our testimonies with other sisters and brothers. And thank you for this day you prepared so wonderfully. And thank you for the possibility to have here the morning service. In Jesus' name, amen.